Tell me a little more about the latest update about your son, Samuel.
So, yeah, we had the media release last week, and the Edmonton police shared, like, a map, which is, like, in a triangle. I don't know if it's, like, the cell phone towers, like, maybe where it pinged one of the suspects. But, yeah, so we've been focusing all our searches in that area, and we've been just trying to pass the word on to anyone that is a property owner or outdoor enthusiast, farmers, if they could just trek around their area and around their property. And so we've been trying to work together with his dad's side of the family, so that way we know that we're getting more area and, like, searching more areas so that we don't miss anything. And yeah, we're kind of, like, trying to hurry up and just all work together, trying to get as much people as we can so that we can try find him before snow falls, because I feel like once snow comes, like, it's going to be so hard. So I kind of feel like, I don't know, a little anxious.
Yeah. Your son's loved. Your son's not just loved by you and your partner. You know, there's the community, the visual, the support. The story is not just a national story. It became an international story. You know, I want to know, because tell us a little more about the plans to organize a large search party, because how do you feel about the community out there putting posters, generating buzz on social media? This is not just a local story.
It's really heartwarming to see how much that everyone knows about Samuel now, because that was, like, my one goal in the beginning. And then I was like, I don't want him just to be another, like, statistic. He wasn't just, like, you know, a headline, like he was more than that. He was such a kind kid. He was polite. Like, he was smart. He did sports. Like, he just made friends with the wrong friends, and he'll forever pay for that with his life. And it makes me so sad sometimes, but it's so heartwarming to know that how much of the world that they didn't even know Sam, but they love him. And it means everything to us and the family, because, Samuel is so much more than that. He was honestly, he'll be truly missed, and I miss him every day. And my number, I think I'm just so focused on, like, trying to find him and everything. And then just, I don't know how I'm going to be after. I think it's going to hit me like a ton of bricks, honestly, because, like, I know he's gone, but it's also really hard to, like, grieve. Like, I do cry and I do break down, but it's like, I don't think it's fully hit me yet. I think it's like shock.